Hello and welcome to this podcast from Blackwell Online. My name is George Miller, and my guest today is science writer and journalist Henry Nichols. Henry's interest in natural history led him to write about the last of the giant Galapagos tortoises in his previous book, Lonesome George. And in his new book, The Way of the Panda, he follows the often bizarre, never less than fascinating story of our love affair with the giant panda. Henry is clearly captivated by the creature, and the massive research which only the last couple of decades has begun to help us understand what a remarkable creature it is. You'll have to buy Henry's book to find out just how astounding its sense of smell is and the miraculous uses to which it puts it. But Henry is also fascinated by what he calls the virtual panda, the panda of our imagination, the panda as Cold War envoy, a symbol of modern China with no imperialist baggage, as emblem of the conservation movement, and yes, as cartoon character, and the butt of jokes about its alleged reproductive reticence. It was with this symbolic panda that we began our discussion.
It's a way to think about humans and the way that we see the natural world, much more than perhaps even the animal itself. So, animals which we have embraced into our culture, and it's probably none more that's been embraced as strongly as the giant panda. I particularly good at exploring this void or territory between the animal world and the human world. I think that what is very striking from the book is just how recent humanity's recorded encounters with the panda are compared to the use of the horse or the bear in other species. This was not the first thing I found out about pandas, but when I did, then it expanded the scope of the book. I think it was based on recent discoveries about pandas, but then when you learn that the former scientific description of this species was in 1969, then I began to think about this incredible journey that the species has come on within the space of 140 years, shifting simply from obscurity to physiological domination over this space of time. It was a journey that I wanted to chart. There are lots of stories that you encounter in every book of pandas you read, even new stories of pandas, but they were known in Imperial China, that they're clear in ancient texts. You can undergo the same sort of mythical creature that people said, well, that's out of panda. And these are wonderful stories of many of them, that just like anybody has given you to Japan in the 8th century or something. And I wanted, in fact, my proposal to the book, I mean, how bit when I was going to go into these stories and tell them. But when I looked at them, I really not sure the evidence stacks up to really support those stories, wonderful as they are. And so, if the panda wasn't in the person, what I didn't feel was in the case, it wasn't known very well at all. It was very, very little known until the Western explorers the French missionary discovered it in the 1860s. And after that, only after that, I think that's pretty much the earliest artistic rendition of the panda is in the form of scientific description in the 1870s. Nothing in Chinese culture, no depictions of this sort of very visual Western creature until the 20th century, which is quite remarkable. So the book became then is how did that happen and how did the species, how did the history unfold this quite remarkable species to dominate us.
And your subtitle mentions the fact that the panda is a political animal, and that might be clear right from the start, because you've got Western explorers, missionaries, hunters running around China trying to track down pandas. And at the same time, these Western explorers around China, the Chinese political landscape is an incredible turmoil, and the whole question of the relationship with the West is a very pressing one.
what they mapped out was that only the panda, that only then really that the James and Moses book, there was a panda again, and that's really what the book became. So it is as much about the story of panda, which is exceptionally interesting, but from the fantasy, I feel, is a full of wonderful, terrible, thrilling, depressing stories, and it's a great romantic, but alongside that, is this journey of modern China, but modern China has made from this low point and the imperial system was linked in the year 1970 to continue society to the global China that it is now. In those early years, it was Chinese relationship with the giant panda and the social media and had much more important things to be doing. So, setting some of the public and then civil war and unbelievable and terrible war with Japan. So the West does then make that first bit, and that's exactly what was happening when the political landscape. Japan was a political enemy, really, I think, in the 1960s.